All right, Chester, it's your
my intro.
You make the noises. That's it. That's the intro.
All right. And let's wrap it up.
Let's get out of here.
And the outro.
Go eat some chicken.
Thanks for coming out.
Hi, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun. I'm Chester.
Oh, I'm Charles.
I'm Ryan.
And with us, as always, is our friend Jason.
Howdy. Jason, welcome to episode 14.
Crash the episode.
We are...
Crash the whole thing.
Going to have a good time. I mean, we're not going to have any fun.
No, we're actually just going to be quiet the entire time and let Jason tell us all about, you know, kind of what he's been up to this entire 40 years on this planet. And we'll just kick back and enjoy that story.
Yeah.
So without further ado,
here's sick. Jason.
Yeah, being sick.
Put you on the spot there.
So where are we at? 14?
14.
Episode 14.
Episode 14.
So.
It was a 4 followed by a 1.
That's
not.
Nope.
Nope.
That's not how that works.
You did that.
A 4 followed by a 1?
Remember earlier when he's like, hey, let me get another beer. And I was like, are you sure you need another fucking beer?
Yeah, he said he was all right.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember how all this went down.
Yeah,
you may have been lied to.
It's 4 and then teen. 4 followed by a 1.
That's not. No.
No.
That's math.
See, this kind of math is going to get you in trouble with the law, man.
Yeah.
She said, it's 3 followed by a 1.
That's some old Derek Zoolander ass logic.
That's what she said. Yeah, and that's why Chester can't go to playgrounds anymore. So welcome to episode 14.
I just shouldn't.
Jesus.
God damn it, Chester. today, we're going to be talking about Star Wars.
We're talking about The Last Jedi. Specifically.
The Last Jedi. So this is your official warning. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen it, shut this episode off.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, is now a bad time to say that I haven't seen the movie?
If you're...
Yeah. Charles! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
If you don't give a fuck, then keep listening to the episode.
Yeah.
But otherwise, shut this shit down, watch the movie, come back.
Yeah.
But
or don't watch the movie, and don't come back. We don't need you anyways.
It's been like a month. What the fuck's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what are you waiting for, bro?
Waiting for the crowds to die down.
Yeah, waiting for DVD.
Waiting for Netflix.
That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not happening, bro. Not happening one bit.
Maybe Hulu or something. Does Hulu have movies?
Nah, man. It's not going anywhere. It's going over to fuck Disney.
FX launches. Has the movies.
God damn it.
That's true. And, you know, TNT knows drama.
That's right.
So
USA, characters welcome.
Yeah. FX has, like, what, the same, like, 5 movies?
Speaking of the same 5 movies, go to our website, nofunshow.com. Find us on the other places.
Yeah, Twitters.
Twitter, we're at The No Fun Show. Facebook, The No Fun Show.
No, I think we're You Guys Are No Fun.
By now.
I had to fuck it all up because there's that French show called No Fun Show or something.
On Facebook.
Le No Fun.
You'll find us. If you really wanted to, you'll find us.
Yeah.
Same with YouTube. Search for You Guys Are No Fun. By now, we're hopefully not still using /casual cowards.
We shouldn't be.
By the time this comes out, but Ryan likes to not
do
things.
Depends on how lazy I am. Got the Nintendo Olympics coming up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
That's kind of a big deal.
In fact,
Getting prepped for that.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, in real time, it was yesterday.
Yes.
But in actual time, it was not.
But in mad real time.
So, assuming Ryan actually posted this.
I also keep a lookout on our website because I plan on live streaming that.
I was literally going to ask about that.
But this will be the weekend after, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But look for the video that I streamed.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the live stream of yesterday's event.
You're ruining the flow of time.
Right?
You're messing with things you can never comprehend.
This fucking dick.
Yeah, you know, that's a paradox.
You're the kind of guy that goes back in time and kills Hitler and Mussolini takes over the world. All right?
Yeah.
Just leave time alone.
Yeah.
So anyways, look in the future for that live stream. Oh, shit. What the fuck?
Speaking of what the fuck.
Hmm. Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Yeah.
All right.
The Last Jedi.
Greatest movie
Let's
of 2017.
Let's just jump right into it.
Let's just, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, man. You got to just go into it. You know who's...
Movie length?
Yeah, that was a pretty fucking long movie.
I thought it was good. It was perfect. I didn't even have to get up to pee.
With previews?
With trailers and everything. That was a 3-hour movie, man.
Two and a half hours?
You can't pause it.
But who goes to the like? I just go to a movie 20 minutes late.
But there was a preview for Ready Player One.
Yeah, fuck that movie too.
No, fuck you, buddy.
Fuck that movie.
I've already seen that trailer.
Oh, I haven't.
I go to a lot of movies.
I get excited about that. Why fuck that movie?
Because it looks dumb.
You're dumb.
And not good.
I think it looks great, and I thought it was a good book, and I'm gonna watch the movie.
You read the book?
Yeah,
I haven't read the book.
It's good. It's a good book.
Heard the book is pretty shitty.
That's because you hang out with shitty people.
Charles.
Yeah, I hang out with you.
Not like all the time.
Everything. Even things he hasn't experienced.
Here comes Chucky Mopes, folks.
You don't like that name?
Hating shit he doesn't even know. He doesn't even understand. It was good. It was a good book. You should check it out. You can probably get it on Amazon for $3. Hell, you could probably download it on your e-reader for like $1.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
been
not
out
do
long
that.
Enough. You want to borrow my Kindle?
No, I don't know where that Kindle's been, bro.
No. Yeah. No.
I don't think I want any parts of that.
I'll take the case
Shitting
off.
Shitting pancakes ever since. Shitting pancakes ever since.
I don't think there were any other. All the previews were seriously like Disney or Marvel or whatever. Like, they were all just very, hey, check out what else we got, bro.
Right. Well, that's fine.
That's
fine.
I thought it was long enough.
It would have been nice for a trailer for the Han Solo movie that's only, what, 6 months away?
Right? Nothing. Barely even any screens or anything.
To have no trailers out.
It's supposed to be a summer release. In fact, Last Jedi was supposed to be a summer release.
Yeah, that movie's going to be terrible.
Who at Disney is dropping the ball on that one?
Rogue One was fucking fantastic.
Is he even at Disney anymore?
Why do you assume that'll be a bad movie?
Because they switched directors halfway through the movie.
They did that.
But they got Ron Howard, bro.
And Ron Howard's fucking trash.
What?
Fuck.
How are you going to say that about Opie?
Come on, Apollo 13?
Yeah, fuck that movie.
Dude, fucking...
Just because there were no black people in it?
One of those emails out there?
Da Vinci Code?
Fuck that. Oh, that movie's fucking trash.
Did he direct the episode where Fonzie jumped the shark? Happy Days? Was that his first
was that his directorial debut?
He set the tone. He set the tone.
That's right.
I think Ron Howard's a good director. I loved Angels and Demons.
You know what? I like him as a person.
The best thing Ron Howard ever did.
Angels and Demons. It was just another one of those Dan Brown movies.
For no reason.
What?
He created one of the greatest gifts.
What about Arrested Development? Just great voiceover work.
Right? didn't direct. I think he's a producer.
He just showed up one day and they're like, hey, you want to be a producer? Yeah.
Well, all right, whatever.
As long as you can put your name on there, it'll help us sell this.
Let's see the Ron Howard directed movies list here. A Beautiful Mind.
It's okay.
Okay. Inferno.
Trash.
Inferno. That's another Dan Brown movie.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Come on, man.
With Jim Carrey.
Wasn't that Michael Myers?
I don't like that movie.
No, Michael Myers did the Cat in the Hat.
Splash.
Splash?
That was
the Mermaid movie?
That was his directorial debut.
Okay. Splash is okay.
Cinderella Man?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Never seen it?
It's not a great movie. It's
Cocoon.
Cocoon,
oh.
Bro.
Oh, Willow?
Dude, Willow.
Wait, he made Willow?
What? Yeah, apparently.
Wait, he made Willow?
I don't fucking believe that.
No way.
It's listed.
This is a lie.
Yeah. As a director?
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
This is a lie.
Holy shit.
Let me get off Signed Google. Let me go to
Val
IMDb.
Kilmer in the role of his life.
Right?
Why?
Warwick Davis.
No, you mean the second best role of his life.
Trying to forget it exists.
Because clearly, number one was him as the best Batman.
Oh, he's trolling. He's trolling.
He's trolling.
Trying to get a rise out of you, Ryan.
We know that his best role was The Saint. I mean, come on.
Actually, I like that movie.
Yeah,
he's got
that's
42
a great movie.
Credits for director.
Yeah, man. He's all over the place. Busy guy.
So let's see here.
You know, he's losing his hair. He has a hot daughter.
He's been losing his hair since forever.
I know.
He directed a film in 77 called Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, someone's got to support Clint Howard. I mean,
yeah. Dr. Giggle's money isn't
he
coming.
Directed Parenthood.
Parenthood.
Backdraft.
Oh, fucking Backdraft.
I fucking hate Backdraft.
Far and Away.
Because he hates Tommy Lee Jones. Don't you hate Tommy Lee Jones, don't you?
Nah, Tommy Lee Jones is the man.
Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, Far and Away.
I didn't like that movie.
I don't even know what that is.
That joint is like 8 hours long.
Ransom.
Can we? Okay, that's a great movie, but can we stop? Can we? We're getting sidetracked here.
That's way what we too did. Bad. That's what we did.
How does this lead into Han Solo?
When he gets through all the 42 movies, he'll get up to the Han Solo movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in post production.
So why are you so against it? Just because of Ron Howard? Because you think it's going to be bad because it switched directors?
Yeah, like, you can't switch directors that far into a movie and have it come out well.
Look, I got faith
in... Justice League.
The movie was, like, halfway done.
Hello?
Yeah, that was not a good movie either.
No, it wasn't.
I got faith in Donald Glover and Han Solo kid. I don't have no idea who the fuck this kid is.
Yes.
Isn't he British or something?
I would assume he's like
everyone's
German,
British.
Star Wars is Alden Ehrenreich.
Everyone is British.
That's one of the worst fucking names.
What's his name?
It's got Alden Amelia Ehrenreich. Clark.
Ehrenreich?
Yeah, Ehrenreich.
Amelia Clark is in it.
I don't know who that is.
Daenerys.
Daenerys Stormborn.
Oh, you First mean Sarah Connor.
Hello, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains.
Mother of John Connor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mother of Connors.
Maker of Fates.
That's right.
Banger of Kyles.
Oh boy. Someone named Richard Dixon.
Dick Dixon?
He's got his credits for the solo movie. Someone named Richard Dixon.
My boy. What Dick up, Dick Dix.
Dick Dixon.
Dicky Dix.
Yeah, there's like no one in this movie.
All right, so let's...
Who does Amelia Clark play?
Someone named Kira.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So she plays Keira Knightley?
Tight.
All right.
Does she talk like this the whole time?
Probably.
Does she just talk to her teeth the whole time?
I assume. Because her teeth, she's so British, she can't...
Well, no, that's how you speak the High Valyrian, bro.
Through your teeth?
Yeah.
I don't...
Yeah, that's how it works.
No. Does it?
Yeah.
That's science.
You don't know.
You
probably hate Game of Thrones too.
What?
And the associated book series.
I haven't read the books.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Them motherfuckers are long.
They are long as fuck, like, dude.
They are
took
long.
Me like a year to read it, like 8 books. 7 books? How many are there now? Seven? Five. There's like 18.
There's 5 books.
74 books.
No. Like, how you just basically.
What is happening right now?
I'm mind freaking you.
It's a 4 followed by a 1.
Yeah.
14 books.
All right. So we've all seen Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Seen it.
Spoiler alert. Again, if you skip the beginning of the episode, right. It's your last fucking warning because this shit is going down.
Uh-huh.
Without going too deep into it, Chester, did you enjoy the movie?
I liked it a lot.
Great.
I seen it twice.
Jason, did you enjoy the movie?
The beginning and the end, I think it could have missed the whole middle chunk.
If they would have cut an hour and a half out of the movie, it would have been great.
Yeah. All right.
Charles, did you enjoy the movie?
Yes, I liked the movie a lot.
Oh, great.
So you're saying the side story with Finn and Rose going off to the casino planet?
Yeah, it felt like...
For no reason.
And accomplishing absolutely nothing?
It could have been like a Netflix series instead. Like, just spin that story off. Or
yeah.
Do some side story. You know, another movie. It's just not 3 hours.
I am very...
Rose go to the casino planet?
I'm very middle of the road. There were things I liked, things I didn't like. There wasn't a lot I didn't like. It was just an enjoyable movie, I guess. It wasn't like I didn't get super excited. There were a few things that were pretty badass. But overall...
Well, let's start there.
Hey, I'd watch it again.
What parts did you think were badass?
The opening. That opening with the X-Wing fucking star fighting sequence shit was fucking badass.
Bomb
thing. That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the bomber is very reminiscent.
I didn't understand why there was gravity.
Yeah.
You don't understand how space works.
In space.
Yeah.
But other than that, I thought it was amazing.
That's called suspension of disbelief.
Is that capital ship large enough to have its own
gravity?
Yeah,
it has its own gravitational pull.
Is that what it is?
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, the
rules
of
gravity. You don't know how
gravity
works over there.
Yeah. Different laws. Different laws, different galaxies.
I mean, maybe they were close enough to the planet where the planet still had a little bit of suck, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It certainly did suck. But other than that, I thought it was good. The button not work?
No, because I have it turned out.
There it is. Yeah.
I want my goddamn applause.
I liked that part too. The space battles are always awesome.
Space battles are always awesome. The part where they blew up Leia's ship was pretty badass.
When we thought it was like, oh, we're saying goodbye to Carrie Fisher. Psych.
Yo, fuck that scene.
That was dumb.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I thought it was cool as shit to have her use the Force to save her life, but at the same time, I was like, well,
yo, this bitch dead.
She did.
Yeah. That's how they should have, like.
I was like, I came to terms with Carrie Fisher.
Like, this is how they're going to let her go out? This is awesome.
Oh, goodbye. Man.
Like, as a hero.
Leia Organa Solo.
That's how they should have ended it.
Thank you. I love you.
Your seven names.
Because she didn't do anything significant after that. So they could have just ended it right there.
Yeah, like.
I think we all have been real happy with that.
I went from, like, literally laughing at that scene. I was like, yo, that's fucking hilarious that she just died like that out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually salute you guys for having the balls for doing that. And then 2 seconds later, when she just, like, Mary Poppins her way back to the fucking ship. Like, the fuck is this?
Right?
Like, I literally threw popcorn.
I went straight black guy in the theater. I started throwing shit. No! Fuck no! This!
Like, that bitch did!
I was going to eat popcorn, and then I literally had to throw your hands up. Moment. It's raining popcorn.
It's bullshit. I want my money back.
Yeah, no, that is my biggest complaint about the movie.
It wasn't the horse racing animals that they let escape on that planet.
I didn't really care. That was kind of a Star Wars thing to do.
You know what I didn't hate? That everyone hated. Porgs. They put them in there. There was a total of 2 minutes of those things on screen.
Really.
And Chewbacca ate one, which is great.
No.
He was going to eat one.
He killed and skinned one and cooked it, but then felt guilty about eating it.
Right? He should have. You already murdered it.
I murdered it. I skinned it, you know, but you know what? Instead of eating it, I'm just going to waste this.
So Wookiees are now vegans?
I guess,
Is that how...
He's just going to eat Chewbacca's grass and whatever that black shit grows out of that dark force hole.
Right. And I'm sorry, but porgs are always frowning. Who knows if that porg actually knew what was going on?
Yeah, right? That's just what they look like.
Valid point.
And you know what? It was probably making that noise and looking all sad because it was hungry.
It was probably like, it smells fucking bomb.
Yeah,
let
me get some of that.
Like, really, the porg was asking, like, just break him off a bite.
Pass me a damn wang.
Drumstick. Come on, dog. I'm hungry.
Hey, look, man. Right? It's tough out here.
You don't know what porgs eat.
It's hard out here for a porg.
What the fuck they eat on that island? That big
a valid question.
Each other, apparently.
Yeah, you porgs eating porgs. Pork.
Porgs fucking porgs. Porgs eating porgs. Porgs porking porgs.
Porgs porking.
Porking porgs.
Great licensing opportunity, though, man. They're going to make so much money off them stuffed porgs.
Porking porgs.
Holy shit. Porking. Every kid's stocking this Christmas had a fucking porg in it.
Right.
Yeah, for as much as they showed them in the lead up to the movie. I think they should have had more screen time.
It's a movie. Yeah, exactly.
They made it seem like those were going to be the new
Just wait for the Porg movie.
Yeah.
The
second Star Wars Christmas special.
Right.
Oh. Filled with Porg.
A Porg Christmas.
Christmas.
A very Porg Christmas.
Do the flight of the Porgs, man.
Oh, it's going to be great. So let's start with a story,
well,
I guess.
My favorite scene was... When that lady went into hyperspace to take out the like super duper Star Destroyer.
Okay. Yeah.
When it went totally silent, like you were in space and you just saw this fucking huge ass explosion happen, I was fucking blown away. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
They didn't overdo it with space explosion?
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool as shit.
It was. It was awesome, actually.
I like that scene.
Damn, this bitch is hardcore. What is that chick's name?
Holdo. General Holdo.
No.
Actresses.
Her real name.
Jurassic Park.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. There you go.
But yo, fuck that scene.
You didn't like that scene.
Why did you do that shit 10 minutes earlier? The motherfuckers got blown up.
When everybody was still on the ship?
She sat there and did nothing.
What was he going to do?
They knew what their plan was, because old boy snitched.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sitting there blowing up escape pods. She's like, well, all right. Oh, shit, I guess I should do something, huh? All right. Like, why couldn't you have done something like 5 minutes earlier?
Maybe it took her a second. Now, I mean, you're under a lot of stress, and you're like, well, I guess I'm prepared to die.
Right. Well,
wait a minute.
For suspense. But also, there have been times in past movies where they had to, like, warm up the hyperdrive.
Nah. fuck it.
Yeah.
Nope. Not an excuse.
Yes, it is. I'm giving them an out.
I have a feeling it's the I'm comfortable with this is how I'm going to die, and I'm accepting it. And then a light bulb came on. That's how I'm seeing it. She's just sitting there, and she's just like, all right, this is how it ends.
But she's some great tactician.
Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Got nothing.
She sat there. Yeah. Like, right. And then she sat there for a minute. She's
like, man, it sucks with those motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
Right?
She's like, well, at least I'm taking the heat. And then she's like, I'm not taking the heat.
Or better yet, like, if you have this great plan, could you tell maybe more than 3 people what the fuck your plan is?
No, because everyone would be like, no, don't do it. You're too important.
And
everyone
would try to talk her out of it. Or maybe someone was leaking info. You know, like it's the White
House.
They
still leak the shit anyway. Like, it didn't matter. They could have saved more people if they didn't have to worry about a mutiny. All I have to do is like, nah, just shut up. There's a plan. All right, cool. I'm good.
I'm going to say this again. Suspension of disbelief.
Nah, man.
It's a movie.
Nah, man. My line is at laser swords, all right? We passed that line. So now I need some realism.
Fuck it. Magic tricks and laser swords.
No, we're cool there, bro, all right?
That's
established.
It.
But this, no. It's a bridge too far.
It's too much.
Did you have a favorite scene, Jason?
I want to say the end battle scene. Very reminiscent of Hoth. The Hoth battle when, with the walkers.
Mm. Okay, I love that too.
Yeah,
I think
that was kind of the big finale.
I did get kind of excited when I saw the AT-ATs come out. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah,
the AT-ATs
at least
steroids.
They're not trying to just keep, they keep shoehorning in like new ships and new destroyers and new this like that. Like, oh shit.
They were
right,
AT-ATs, but they had a little bit of a redesign.
Yeah, well, I mean, it
the
is,
front,
you
the
know.
Front, they look like gorilla hands, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
they had
instead
a
of just,
point of articulation.
I mean, in 30 years, they probably made some improvements, but like not
I would hope.
Whole big right. new fancy machines, just like slight improvements. Yeah. Like, it makes more sense that way.
I like that.
And I really enjoyed that.
I agree.
Got super excited about that.
And I love Luke, that fight scene at the end.
You know what? Okay, so my buddy John.
Air quotes fight scene.
He noticed something. He watched it twice, and I don't know if he noticed this on your second watch. So
I was drunk both times, so probably
awesome.
Not.
So when Luke does his Jedi mind trick thing and like puts hologram Luke into the battlefield, mm-hmm. you see like Kylo Ren walking across the sand, and you see him walking across the sand. He's making no dust.
Yeah,
no dust kicking up, and he no looks. Footprints. I didn't even notice he looked younger.
He looked younger. He had a different haircut.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I was just excited to see it. But then, like, they shot him with the lasers, and I was like, this is fucking bullshit. There's no way he survived that.
Well, I thought they actually pulled the comedy move of, like, him literally dying with one shot. And I was like, all right, I'm okay with that.
All right.
That's kind of funny,
all right.
actually.
Like,
solo shot first.
Ghost Luke. Right? I was hoping they would be some anime shit. That they were going to shoot all these lasers, there'd be all this dust flying, and then all of a sudden he was going to land on top of the AT-ATs and start running across them with his lightsaber,
and
just
like
chopping
the background's
heads.
Going really fast behind him, right? And he's just moving his legs really fast, but the rest of him isn't moving.
He's running across them with his lightsaber dragging behind him, and they explode one by one as he runs across their tops.
Just Dragon Ball Z that shit?
Yeah, I was waiting for that to happen. I was like, yeah! Let's see Luke just fuck shit up.
Yeah,
take out the entire army by himself.
I've been okay with that.
Right. Yeah. That would have been fun to see.
I almost got mad about that because his Force ghost or whatever walked inside and handed that thing to Leia. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, I was like, why is that thing still exist? And, like, Robin, I thought that it disappeared. Like, oh, thank God. I was about to get real fucking mad about that.
The dice, yeah.
Okay.
The fuzzy dice.
Fuzzy dice,
Luke's,
yeah.
Luke's or Han's fuzzy dice.
It just was like, welcome to Las Vegas on the front of it.
Right?
I immediately thought of the Fresh Prince when I saw that.
Yeah.
So the license plate on the Millennium Falcon says Fresh, and they're dice in the
mirror. If anything, I thought that this cab was rare.
No.
No?
No, we're not going to go into the whole Fresh Prince song.
Okay.
All right, so...
Fresh Princess?
Now, I know your favorite scene. What was the worst thing? Chester, we'll start with you. What was the worst thing about the movie?
Biggest complaint... Why do I have to go first?
Because you've seen it more times than us.
I would say my biggest complaint was probably, I don't know, man. That I would say I hated when Chewie didn't eat the cooked pork. Just eat the fucking pork.
Because Chewie doesn't care what you think.
Right? I didn't like the side story. with Finn and Rose that didn't go anywhere. I get why they did it. Just to kind of say, you know what? Not everything fucking works out.
Yeah. Not every hero goes on a mission and comes out victorious at right? the end.
I get that, but it's a movie at the same time, so they should show us the relevant parts. If some side mission doesn't work out, we don't need to see
just
it.
Just mention it.
Out.
Don't get the show for right? 35
like,
minutes.
Hey, these guys went off on this, like, you know, big adventure to try and save us. It didn't work. Let's watch the things that did work.
But they picked up Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Also, I love the way he talked.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
the weird stutter. But again...
He's a good space scoundrel.
Yeah.
yeah.
He was
great
good.
Space scumbag.
I like that character. So, probably the side story was... You didn't need to be in there.
Right. It could have been 10 minutes of that. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, here's this guy. Let's get out of here.
Right? yeah.
Didn't work out.
And I don't like how they shoehorn in these Beastie Boys references.
I'm sorry?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You know, there was that character who ratted on Finn and Rose. He called the cops because they were illegally parked.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
That was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Was it?
And that character's name was Slow and Low.
Okay.
Which is a Beastie Boys
garbage.
Reference.
Was it?
So they shoehorned in... some famous actor for no fucking reason.
Hey, that's what they do with all the Star Wars movies now.
Yeah.
They do now, yeah.
I mean, they had Daniel Craig in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Some of the...
Well, also, the Royal Twins.
Yeah,
no, they're not
they
twins. They're brothers. Yeah.
Were they stormtroopers? Or
yeah,
they were
pretty sure when Finn and Rose were about to be beheaded.
I think that was too.
That was the that Royal scene. Brothers.
And the third one was Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy was in
yeah.
there, too.
Yeah.
So that makes you wonder, were the rest of the stormtroopers their actual security detail? Were they like SAS commandos?
right.
right.
Is the British Secret Service, they're just like following them around.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're doing a movie, but we're doing real life, so we're
yeah.
going to stormtroopers.
Yeah,
troopers
no,
right
get
next,
your fucking,
right.
get your
right
extras out of here, all of them.
Yeah.
Right.
We got look this. Because they look makes. Convincing as fuck. That's probably why.
Yeah.
I bet they don't miss.
So, those are my gripes.
Jason, let me hear about your gripes.
You know, the Chewy meat scene. I feel like he could have cleaned up a whole plate of those pork
oh,
things.
Yeah.
I would
oh,
too.
Yeah. He could have eaten 10 of those.
They
things.
Look good. It looked like a Cornish yeah. game hen. Looks so good.
Yeah.
You know, he could have that one that was like guilt tripping him. Just grab it and bash
yeah.
his head in on a rock and cook it.
Right?
Cook that
yeah,
one while you're
feel,
eating the first one.
I feel
one.
Like
yeah.
the Star Wars universe got a little fluffier and nicer. It's Star Wars,
it's too
not
Disney
Star
now.
Friends. You know? So, you know, some of that stuff, I think the lighthearted comedy moments, like the beginning, Finn walking around in that wetsuit with water splashing out.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I could have done without
there was a, that. But go back and watch the original trilogy. There's a lot of that in there.
Is there?
Well, except, yeah, yeah not so much yeah. in Empire, but in the first one.
Empire's when he's in the Bacta tank.
Yeah. It's sadder.
Yeah. But, yeah. But yeah, Empire shows them as like, oh, we got shit to do.
Yeah, it's a little, it's the darker yeah, of the three.
And I was
but
like, is this the tone? Is it going to be like some?
But I mean, even
comedy,
look at all the Ewok bullshit,
ability.
Or like the stupid the chess game with all the bonking
oh, yeah.
and bullshit and
90%
pissing off
of
Wookiee.
Yoda scenes in Empire were
yeah. yeah,
yeah. So that and I think the the animal racing thing.
That was cheesy.
Yeah,
that was that could have been shortened or left out. I mean. Yeah, maybe they had to show that mission, but
it's like a pod racing.
That, yeah,
didn't
it's a little
it.
Bit of a throwback to that. Yeah. Like, I felt like I'd seen it before.
But then again, now they can sell the whole playset.
Oh yeah,
true story.
Yeah. Merchandising.
Yeah, that's
video
why
games.
That's in there. Yeah. Oh yeah, a whole new pod racing game with animals. I don't remember what those fucking things are called.
Pork racing.
Pork racing. Charles, hold on. Charles. I'm gonna go take a shit while Charles tells us everything he hated about the movie.
Well, first off,
he's
favorite part of
the
movie
a lot. So
is that throne room scene.
Oh, we didn't ask your favorite.
Yeah, no.
I'm
but
sorry.
The throne room scene was fucking awesome.
Where they fight the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
And yeah,
that was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
that was really really good.
That was badass.
But I think if I had to pick one thing to just absolutely shit on, so. We spend an entire movie talking about what was the fucking Snoke,
mm-hmm.
like being this, you know, just ominous dude, and he basically just runs went a three-way call. Like, that was it. That was
went out like a bitch.
That's on the list here of reasons why this movie gave a middle finger to the other movies.
Yeah, like, he's just like, all right, yeah, I'll link your minds. Peace out. What? One, that's some weak-ass shit.
It was surprising, and with the fan theories being that he's, like, Darth Plagueis, and that he uses the Force to bring himself back to life.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that if those fan theories are real, if that's really what's going on, then he could just bring himself back again.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think that that's the case.
Yeah. Also, where the fuck has this power been the entire time? There are so many problems that could have been solved in these movies.
Well, supposedly he was the only one who was able to do it, but Yoda.
Great.
Yoda was able to not just hit Luke in the face with his cane as a ghost, but he also summoned down the Force lightning.
Yeah, bro.
Out of the sky.
Like,
so Force ghosts can interact with the real world? I thought that was kind of a cool dynamic.
That's cool. But, I mean, they've kind of established that sort of kind of happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, cool. So you're telling me that, at this point, multiple Jedi have figured out how to, you know, integrate with the Force and basically just live on as a ghost, but none of you motherfuckers can be like, hey, just let me send a mind text message real quick.
Like, mind snap.
Right? Like, hey, Luke, no, don't go over there, bro. Like, that's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let your man see that one.
No. Send those mental nudes.
That's right. Slime them Jedi DMs.
Yoda sending weird little dick pics.
little green dick.
Yeah.
I mean, but on a more serious note, though, I think it ended up getting a little too heavy-handed with its messaging. Mm-hmm. Like, with the speech that Rose gives about wanting to throw her fist through the planet for people war profiteering and saying we can't win by destroying the things
we
hate.
There was some social commentary that was a little heavy-handed.
It's like, guys, we get it. And, you gotta be a decent person.
Benicio Del Toro's character being like, whatever, I'm going where the money's at. I'm going to sell weapons to whoever fucking pays me more.
Oh, right? Shit, he's Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. No, he's actually just Freddy Fourfingers from Snatch. He really does play the same character. Yeah.
Well, he's Benicio Del Toro. Yeah. He's an amazing actor, don't get me wrong.
At playing one guy.
But, well, yeah. I mean, if you watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, totally different character.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't a scumbag at all in that movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean that I actually found that pretty amusing that he was basically just Freddy Fourfingers.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right,
yeah,
get paid, man.
Also, Usual Suspects. What was his character name in that? Mumbles.
I don't remember that. Yeah, it was Mumbles.
Guy with huge collar.
Ryan, least favorite or most hated?
You know.
You had all this time to think about it.
I know. Yeah. Well, because everyone keeps saying the same thing. The side story thing, I didn't absolutely hate.
I didn't hate it.
And I liked that they did it.
No, I liked it, actually.
I don't know why I hated the stupid racing thing so much and releasing the animals type deal. Yeah. That just seemed so like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull to me.
So Phantom
with the monkeys and the swinging through the jungle kind of deal to me. It just felt like that, and it felt wrong and dirty.
I think maybe they were just trying to appeal to the PETA crowd.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure they did it for the kids, right? Because kids love that shit.
Come see Star Friends at Disney World.
Yeah. Right. And then, Disney at Star Wars Land at Disney World this summer. You can ride one of those fucking things.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, honestly, that's probably why it was in there.
It's for kids.
Star
Wars isn't just for 30 something.
I hated that they didn't let Leia die. They should have just let her fucking die. They had plenty of time to rework the movie to just let it end there.
They could have just.
That would have been a badass way to go out. She did. Just floating in space as an ice cube. It would have been cool.
Yeah, because when this next movie comes out, she's just going to be gone. And
everyone, every single person.
Like, oh, she went to college.
Every single person who saw that movie was like,
she's on a different world.
This is it. This is how Carrie goes out.
Just have her kamikaze that ship into the chase. Vessels.
That would have made more sense.
There you go.
She's like, I'm going out. You guys.
I think so.
That would have made way more sense.
If I may, they would have had they couldn't kill both Skywalkers in the same movie.
Yeah.
They couldn't kill Luke and Leia in the same movie.
They totally could have because that seems like the plan,
right? Twins going on at the same exact time, that'd have been cool.
Same movie,
yeah.
That actually would have been
killing pretty much everybody, bro. Like,
well, that's fine.
The goal of these movies seems to be telling people, all right, like
we're moving on.
Shit.
Yeah,
there are other Star Wars movies that we can make here.
But I have a feeling Ghost Luke's going to make an appearance.
Yeah,
kidding
probably.
Me?
No, all over.
Oh, yeah. Kidding me? He's going to run around hitting people with a cane.
I thought about more stuff that I liked after I talked about stuff that I liked and I didn't mention earlier.
Okay.
Because I think I liked more stuff than I hated about the movie. I liked that they either still haven't explained Ray's past, or they did explain Ray's past, and we're just going to have to accept that she is absolutely fucking nobody.
I don't think JJ will let that be the case.
I'm really hoping.
I agree with you.
I'm hoping that's it.
That's not the case.
I hope she's nobody.
Because like that,
I do too.
That goes counter to the entire point of the movie. Because like even at the end, like they've made it clear, like yes, like at this point there are no more Skywalkers, but there will always be a Skywalker. There will always be someone that's gifted and has a connection to the Force.
The Force,
can be anybody.
The Force will always exist.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, like the goal was saying, all right, like it doesn't have to be a Jedi.
Right. It's not all
it's
about
for everybody.
The Skywalkers.
So I really hope they don't pull the move of making her related to somebody important. Or, like, the theory is that she's Obi-Wan's long-lost daughter or some shit.
I hope that, too. But, like, really but when you know. Watch, like, I rewatched The Force Awakens on Christmas with my parents, and it's very heavy-handed with Rey is important.
Yes.
She's got that memory of her parents abandoning her or somebody abandoning her, but also the whole she touches the lightsaber and has the visions.
But that's because she is sensitive to the Force.
Yeah, but it's like a message specifically for her.
Yeah, it just so happens that she's the only one that reacts to the lightsaber.
Right.
Yeah, ends up but she's sensitive to the Force. And that lightsaber is juicy with Force.
Yeah, but
he's dripping.
Dripping.
A gang of
dripping.
Touched it.
Like, that saber be dripping.
Like, it's been hanging off of Luke Skywalker's belt for the past 30 years. Dude, that thing is fucking itching to tell a story.
He lost that.
Oh, that's the one he dropped. That's
the one his hand was chopped.
Well, he had that thing for like 6 months.
Right?
It's dripping with the Force.
But it was Anakin's before that.
Oh, that's right. Man, it's, that thing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Killed all the younglings.
all the younglings.
There's a lot of blood on that saber.
It belonged to your father. He killed 30 kids with it.
Right?
So it's...
And, you know, sand people. He killed a lot of sand people.
Oh, God, he did kill the sand people.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Just murdering.
He killed them all.
Yeah. Good for him.
And children.
Good for him.
Women, children.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't have been standing there. Yeah.
But I do like that right off the bat, she hands it to Luke. He just tosses it.
Yeah, fuck your shit.
Don't give a shit.
I was really hoping the Porg would have went... Boom, and just cut through all the rest of them. I mean, I was waiting for him. I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat like, do it, you little bastard.
So the Jedi Island was like...
Jed Island?
Jedi Island, wherever Luke hangs out.
Yeah.
His monastery.
Yeah.
Jed Isle.
Milking.
Jed Isle.
Alien things and drinking their milk. And
yeah. Everyone... People were mad about that, too. Due to work, just fucking flipping out about it. Got Luke Skywalker drinking out of fucking space cow's tit. I'm like,
wait, what the fuck else was he supposed to do?
Thirsty, man.
It's also kind of how he got introduced in the first place.
Like, what do you expect him to do? I mean, it's not like there's a fucking Burger King on that island. They can't just go get a Whopper.
Right. Hey, man, run down to In-N-Out. Give me a double-double.
Yeah.
And some chicken nuggets from a little pool.
His X-Wing is under the ocean. It's not like he can just pull it out with his mind and get back in it.
Yeah.
Well, are you dumb? Good, but...
So I've got a list here from theconcourse.deadspin.com of pretty much points in the movie that deliberately break ties and say, this is something new. I'm going to cherry pick a few.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go over the entire list. But the one I'm going to combine these two. But basically, when Snoke tells Kylo, get rid of that stupid mask. Like, get rid of the dumbass mask. You're not Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And then... Kylo destroys the mask.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
Throws a fit in an elevator like he do.
Right? It's like, okay, good. We don't need a fucking Darth Vader in every single...
I do like my masked villains, though. Because not just Darth Vader, but like Darth Revan. Like, every, like, bad guy has a fucking mask.
Right, and that's the point. That's what they've always done. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool to do something different.
Yeah, agreed. Like,
I don't know. I like my villains emotionless.
Vader had a mask for a reason. He was fucked up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, really, really.
Kylo doesn't need a mask. Really he takes asthma. It off and he's
but
fine.
I don't know. I think because I grew up watching horror movies. So, like, you know, Jason and fucking Michael Myers and, you know, like Leatherface. They're just like, they're faceless villains. And I think that I just like that.
Yeah, so. But I mean, in that case, then he should never talk.
He should. He has to talk.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to do the faceless villain thing, like, just shut the fuck up. Don't talk ever.
All
show
right.
up, kill people, and just roll out.
Faceless doesn't mean voiceless.
That's yeah. what he means, though. Like, that's the common denominator between all of them. Like, they have the mask, they're imposing, you never hear them talk, they murder some people, then just, all right, cool, I'm out.
I don't know, man. I just don't like, I don't want to see the emotion on my evil guy's face. I just want them to, I want to pretend they're always mad. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see them, like,
the point
smirking
of Kylo, though,
or throwing a fit like a goddamn teenager.
Well, that's the point of Kylo.
Yeah, that's his point.
Is that he's an emotional teenager. He's in his 20s, I would assume, but
dude's 47.
He's conflicted. He's 40, that actor is. It is. He's older
47.
Than me.
You see how good he looks with his black pants pulled all the way up to his nipples. He looks hot.
Do you mean?
Oh,
so. Yeah, so that's kind of the point of Kylo, is he's conflicted. Like, with Vader, he was just a bad guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the very end of the trilogy when he was like, oh, it turns out maybe there is some good in him, and that's when he takes the mask off and is like, ah, being good killed me. But
let that be a lesson, kids.
Right? Don't flip-flop. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Don't be a flip-flop.
Pick a path.
Okay?
Stick to it.
It killed John Kerry's career. As a politician, and it killed Darth Vader. Don't flip-flop.
Yep.
So anyway, it's a callback. 90s elections or early 2000s. So the next one here on the list that I'm going to choose is when Luke, explaining to Rey why the Jedi Order has to end, pretty much looks directly at the camera and is like, because the dumbass prequels revealed the Jedi to be a worthless group of dumbass motherfuckers. And pretty much let Darth Sidious fucking take over the galaxy.
Right, like, right yeah. under their fucking nose.
Right, like,
well,
yeah, Jedi,
think that was,
not so great.
I think that one was like a double S word, though. Like, it was pointing that out and also saying, hey, fucking nerds, let other people like this shit.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't just belong to you.
Yeah. Anyone can like. It's fucking fantasy.
Yeah.
And science fiction at the same fucking time.
Right. Just, it doesn't have to be a specific way. Just let people enjoy it.
Next one here. When Luke described the Force to Rey without mentioning subatomic particles.
Or midichlorians.
Yeah. They move past that real quick.
We don't need fake science to explain the Force, for fuck's sake.
We already had it explained. It's a feeling.
Right?
That's how it was originally explained.
It's more than feels. A feeling.
It's just, it's you.
Well, no,
feel
like
it
was explained as, like, yes, the force feels. Makes up everything that exists.
Yeah.
But we don't need to say, all right, yeah, there's like
it
a
binds the galaxy, it flows through us all,
person,
and all that shit.
And you need to have an X amount of them to be able to actually be a Jedi.
That's some Scientology shit right there.
It's you gotta go clear, bro. You gotta go clear.
My midichlorian count's a little low today.
It's a little high, yeah.
I need to get an IV.
Right, yeah, I gotta go get a donut.
You're not looking quite clear, man. We gotta get you in.
Next. When Kylo chops Snoke in half.
Yeah.
I liked that because it pretty much just said, hey, we're not gonna just replay the Emperor, you know, apprentice trying to turn the good guy.
I liked that they killed that dude early.
Me too.
They didn't play the whole thing out. I really appreciated
that.
Right?
He fought a little longer.
Let's tell a different fucking story.
His guards were more badass than he was.
They really were. Okay, those Imperial guards. I've always loved those big red Imperial guards. They're fucking awesome.
It was a sucker punch.
Oh, but to counter that, I like that moment.
Honestly, the only way to take Snoke out was with a stealth attack.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
But
he was powerful as shit.
Are you going to say the same thing as me?
Go ahead, you first.
Like, this dude's so powerful in the Force, he couldn't feel someone across the room using the Force to move a lightsaber.
Exactly. Like, bro, you can go ahead and do a conference call with motherfuckers' brains.
Right? You can Skype two people across the galaxy.
Yeah, you choked a dude via a hologram.
Right?
And then you're just like, oh, shit. Oh, damn it.
But
I left the oven on.
He was too distracted with Rey.
He was too distracted. No, he was reading Kylo's thoughts at the time. And it was like, turn the lightsaber. As he turned it.
Yeah,
you know, like,
it was
turning
both of them, technically.
Yeah, I thought it was a good distraction. It's like, yeah, I'm doing exactly what you think I'm doing. Psych, you did.
That shit, oh, dude. That pissed
gotcha,
me
bitch.
Off.
Gotcha.
That pissed me off, because I was like, all right, like, that's badass, but man, he should have seen that coming.
I saw it coming from a mile away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, he dead.
I was like, oh, so we're just going to leave that lightsaber sitting there. Oh, huh? Yeah. All right, cool.
No, they phoned it in.
This was totally going to end up well.
I'm glad they didn't drag that dude out. So now it's going to be cool to see what Kylo Ren will do, having no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Right?
Yeah. He's gonna suddenly the leader.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just making masks all day with angst. A bunch of Slipknot masks. A bunch of angsty masks.
He's got a new Etsy store set up. He's just paper mache. He's got his balloon that he's making a mask on.
Yeah, this is going to kill him. Listening to Papa Roach, just real mad.
Cut my life into pieces.
Dude, fuck, Grandpa would have loved this one.
No, man, he seems like more of a POD guy.
Yeah. I know they're a Christian band, but they get me.
Right. You understand, you got to forward something new.
Payable on death, man.
What else you got there? What
POD.
Else?
Next is
fuck.
When it turns out that the reason Kylo went to the dark side was because Luke... was about, he woke up with his uncle standing over him, crazy eyed, about to kill him.
Like, oh shit, Jedi crazy.
That
I gotta get out of here.
That reveals Luke is not infallible. He's not perfect. Like, oh,
but
shit.
I like that he explained that too.
Yeah.
He gave into his own legend.
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
If I feel this, it must be true.
Exactly. But then also that contrasted when he thought the same thing about Rey. There's a darkness in you, and I've seen it before, and I'm not going to teach you. And it turns out she's a fucking badass. She embraced the dark. She went to that weird hole in the ground and fell in it. And it was like, she was fine.
And then
she came out the other side. She's like, yeah, sure, there's darkness in everybody. Even Jedi aren't perfect. And that's what that whole thing with Luke, you know, like, about to murder his nephew because he's scared.
Bitch.
Sorry, Jedi aren't fucking perfect. They're human beings, except in a galaxy far away.
Right. Maybe he stole his alien milk. He's like, I saw you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I saw you sucking my weird alien pig nipple.
Right?
Motherfucker.
I told you not to touch that.
Blue milk. And okay, when Luke literally calls them laser swords in the movie.
Yeah. But I like that that's played for laughs and it actually ends up almost being true. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to face down the entire empire with a laser sword.
Right.
And then he faces down the entire empire with a laser sword.
He distracted him.
Yeah, I know. It's there to mislead you. Like, oh, fuck, he really is going to do that.
Literally did exactly that. Yeah. No, that was great. Next here we have when Kylo Ren, with like 10 seconds of icily savage dialogue, revealed that Rey's parents were nobody-ass losers.
I fucking loved that. And if that's true, that's awesome.
I want that to be true.
So pissing on both George Lucas's soul storytelling move and all the Force Awakens hints about Rey having a mysterious and auspicious background. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I want that to be true so fucking
bad. I mean, really, and even with The Force Awakens, even if you say, oh, she has this mystery, well, it's still a mystery. They might be junkers and fucking garbage, but it's still a mystery.
Exactly. Who gives a shit? Yeah. She's just a person who can use the Force. Cool. Not every Jedi is, not every Jedi's grandfather is the Force. Okay? Darth Vader's mom was fucked by the Force.
Yeah, so I mean...
like, George Lucas literally ripped off the Bible.
Yeah, he's Force Jesus, bro.
Force Jesus.
To give Anakin...
In theaters this fall.
Yeah. That emo-ass bitch was supposed to be Jesus, but he turned or something. He spent too much time in the desert. Who knows? Yeah.
That's honestly one of my favorite parts about the whole movie. Bitch is nobody.
Yeah.
Because everyone just all the whole time build up to the movie. That was everyone's like biggest thing was like, who's Rey? Where's she from? Ooh. Oh my God. We're going to finally find out.
Is she
like,
Luke's daughter? No. Is she another Skywalker? Like,
this bitch ain't
is
no
she
one.
Obi-Wan's granddaughter? Like, what's going on here?
I just
she ain't shit.
And that's a huge gripe that people have. Just be like, well, no, she has, you know, she is strong in the Force. She has to be from some family.
Right.
Like,
you don't have to be blah, from blah, anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, right. Who the hell were Yoda's
didn't explain,
parents?
Didn't explain, where Yoda came from.
Obi-Wan's or Mace Windu's parents. We don't know.
That's set up
in fact,
for
Mace
movie.
Windu.
There's the next movie. Where the fuck did Mace Windu come from?
He probably doesn't know who his father is either.
I watched that movie.
I'm there day one.
Diarrhea.
Mace Windu.
Well, at least his dad.
So, like, if they make a Mace Windu movie,
I'll watch that all day.
I'm all fucking about that, right? Dude.
I'd rather see a Mace Windu movie
than
a Boba Fett movie.
Can Mace Windu be Lando Calrissian's dad?
No.
Why not?
He's too old.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's too old.
Mace motherfucking Windu.
He's too old to be Mace Windu. Oh, I'm sorry. No. He's too old to be Lando's dad.
He's not, because Lando's older than Luke.
Yeah, he's still too old, I think, man.
No, man. Because by the time like Luke and Lando met, Luke was old? What, 20?
No, I'm not talking about Luke. I'm using Han as a timeline.
Okay.
Lando is about the same age as Han. Han is intimated to be a little bit older than Luke and Leia.
So you figure he's, 27? Let's say he's 27 when they're like in their late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, I don't think so that lines up,
So he's 8-9 years.
Han's in his
30s. Also, he was a Jedi. He couldn't have kids.
Neither could Anakin.
Yeah, neither could Anakin.
Anakin wasn't a Jedi, dog.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't. He said, fuck that. I'm done.
But not before having impregnated his old lady.
That's when he left, man.
That's when he truly checked out.
Yeah.
So is the whole lesson of Star Wars that banging is evil?
No, the lesson of Star Wars is that the Jedi might be the Catholic Church. They might be popes.
I mean, they did have a whole entire... Popes,
but you know
they're cardinals.
Like, sanctum full of young boys.
Yeah, there wasn't a little girl to be
girls.
Found in that bitch, dog.
And girls.
Man,
were there girls?
That was a whole lot of choir
sure,
boys,
sure, there
bro.
Were female Jedi.
Not
in
not
that sanctum.
Not the little
there
ones.
There were no
bro.
Younglings.
The younglings were not women. And they were all pretty close with
That's
their masters.
Fair. It's like too old to begin the training.
Right?
Yep. Exactly. Anakin showed up. He was like, "You too old, bro." Mm-hmm.
What kind of training?
He's too old for the training.
Kevin's not gonna like you.
Right? Damn, George Lucas is a creep.
Spacey.
I mean, it's a valid point,
right? I mean, the Star Wars movies were very spacey. I'll give them that.
Take all this shit down. I'm fucking done with Star Wars.
The
done.
Prequels. The prequels were very.
I'm out.
Spacey.
Get this fucking lightsaber out of my face. I'm over it. I'm done.
Okay, next on the list here. When Leia and Admiral Holdo both told Poe, enough with your, like, you know, self-destructive long shot missions.
Yeah.
Like, one man can't destroy an entire, space station by just some well-placed torpedoes.
Right, because when she comes in and she's like, I'm taking command now, everyone's just like, oh, she's going to be like, yeah, you go out there and be the hero. Mm-hmm. But she's like, no, cut the shit.
Yeah.
Idiot.
No, fuck that. I'm the hero.
Yeah, I'm the hero.
That does nothing.
You see Jurassic Park?
Right. They restored the stun function to blasters that appeared once in the first movie.
And yeah.
Remember? They stun Leia, and then you never see the weird blue circles ever again until now. Yeah. Hmm. Those could have been very useful in very many situations.
It's true.
Especially when these dumbass stormtroopers can't hit anything with a laser.
Right. Use the thing that turns into a big circle.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
Stun them.
It's like the shotgun blast. Right. And then put it back on laser and just pop one in the back of the head.
Exactly. Come on.
Or would it kill them just to, like, you know, do the old school action movie thing of saying you just got shot in the arm? Like, right? Would it hurt you?
No. Right? Oh, they'd winged me.
Oh, no. They shot me in the arm, but I'm going to be all right, though.
Yeah. I'm completely unfazed by this.
Right.
Right.
And, I like this one. When the ghost Yoda gleefully incinerated the Holy Chapel.
Yeah, right? That shit was hilarious. And then told Luke he was a bitch for not doing it.
And then, and then pretty much says, whatever, man, it's cool. Just let the kids cook.
Right?
It's their turn. Let the youth fucking have a turn, right? Enough with your old ass, weak ass fucking George Lucas.
He's just like, books are books. We got Kindles.
Yoda,
right?
Right. We got holocrons.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, right? It's all on holocron, bro. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, it'll be all right, bro.
Yeah. And then when Ghost Yoda told Luke that his Jedi knowledge of the Force wasn't worth shit, as far as his, experience failing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you fucked up. It's cool.
Right? You thought you knew everything. He didn't.
Let people learn from their failures. Who gives a shit about this Jedi training?
Yeah. So it's always on Jedi PD anyway.
Right? And then she got the books. She stole the books anyway, so who cares? Let's see. Next.
Yeah, she did steal the books.
Yeah, she did.
Forgot about
you
that.
You saw them in the Millennium Falcon at the end.
What a bitch.
Right? Sticky fingers. She's dark side after all.
Yeah,
she's true. A member of Onyx?
Bitch.
I hope they'll put her in like a tight black... Dark Jedi outfit.
Just a leotard.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Take those Jedi books to Amazon.
Yeah, right. Or she's going to put them on eBay.
Amazon's the new empire.
Put them online, man. Just PDF that shit.
Offer up, bro. Jedi texts. $20 or best offer.
And then here, when Luke explicitly said, I'm not just going to turn up with a lightsaber and face down the entire army of bad guys, and then literally does exactly that. I love that. When Luke then showed up with a lightsaber and stood alone against the entire army of bad guys.
You know, anyway, it was cool that never happened ever again until that moment when Luke, like, died and disappeared and his cloak dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was like Obi-Wan did it.
Yoda did it, yeah.
Did his cloak stay, though, or didn't he just completely disappear?
No, he was already wrapped up in a blanket.
He was wrapped up in a blanket.
He was swaddled,
right.
Much like a baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I couldn't remember if he was wearing a robe or not.
He was in his bed.
I just like the robe thing.
His deathbed. He was literally in his deathbed.
Yeah.
Where do Jedi bodies go?
They just become one with the Force, bro.
Why I imagine that's go when they die.
That's the
go
sign
to
that
a
you
lake of fire
achieve
and fire.
True forceness.
Force. Your final form.
Your final form.
This is even my final
yeah,
form.
Yeah, what determines if you get sliced in half and you're just two parts of a body,
their
or
power
you
level,
get ghosted?
If it's over 9,000,
yeah. Okay. But you gotta see your death coming. You do it beforehand. You're like, okay. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's see. There's two more on the list here. When what Luke was doing nevertheless turned out to be cooler and more satisfying than showing up and facing down the entire army. Yeah, I thought that was cool. Instead of just repeating what every other movie has done, he force projected himself across the entire galaxy.
Yeah.
I love how strong the Force was in this movie.
Right.
People were doing cooler shit with the Force in this movie than they had done in any other movie. Snoke slamming that dude and dragging him around the ship.
Yeah.
When all he was a hologram projection.
I love that didn't Vader, he did that over the phone too.
He
choked out that admiral.
Yeah, but he was like a ship away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just on the next ship over.
I like that the Luke Force Ghost thing. It pissed Kylo Ren off so much because he's like, you can't kill this motherfucker.
Right.
How the fuck do you kill this guy? Not realizing that it was a force projection.
Yeah. Right.
Just so fucking mad about it.
And then he gets even angrier when he realizes, God damn it. I should have known.
Oh, he trolled me.
Like, he should have known, like, I haven't seen this guy in fucking, like,
turns out, 10 years. Turns out Luke Skywalker.
Why does he look exactly the same?
The strongest troll in the galaxy.
Right?
Man, he was such a great troll through that entire fucking movie, yeah. Man.
Luke Skywalker,
like,
administrator of 4chan.
When he tells Rey to sit there in and feel the Force, and he puts her hand out, he's like, God damn it.
Right?
He's like, oh, man, it must be really strong with you. And he fucking slaps with his stick. That shit was great.
He did. He turned into Yoda. He got all weird and old and crazy.
Yeah, I love it. Man, that was fucking great.
The Force just turns you into a weird old dude.
Old creepy Luke. Yeah.
That and him pulling the everything you just said was wrong line
yeah.
on Kylo right after he pulled it on Rey earlier.
Yep.
That shit was good.
I have a feeling, though, Kylo's going to return to that island and blow the shit out of it with all those.
They already burned down the Force Temple.
Let's talk about the Temple Keepers. And okay. Why?
And not only that, what are they going to do now that Yoda burned down the temple?
Mm-hmm. They're going to live in their little beehives.
Yeah. Just hang out, fucking porgs, whatever they do.
Pork and porgs.
Pork and porgs. Gross.
Have you saw that the butt porg?
Yes.
God damn it.
Have you not seen that?
No.
The butt plugs that look like porgs?
Oh, no.
That's a thing. Thank you, Internet.
I should have known that's a thing.
Yeah, but
I'm a little disappointed in myself, actually.
I'll get you one.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I don't need that.
We've reached peak Star Wars merchandising.
Right? And then finally, the broom child at the end.
Broom child?
Just a random ass kid. You don't remember at the very end?
Oh, yeah. At the end. The
kid who force pulled the broom?
Yeah.
And then started pretending it was a lightsaber?
See?
Just.
It could just be anyone.
Just a random kid, can you? Of course.
Could just be anyone.
Anyone can use the Force.
You just gotta believe.
And I thought it was cool because, like, during the whole movie, Luke was like, yeah, I don't want to be the legend of Luke Skywalker. And then what's inspiring this kid who has a shitty experience is
the legend of
Luke Skywalker.
Right.
Like, that's awesome.
He could have found a vial of Chlorians there. Right. He's sweeping up the stands. You're like, oh, what's this shit?
Oh, fucking sweet. 5 hour HG, energy. Man.
Drinks it.
Just like baseball. Steroids of fucking everything.
5 hour midi chlorians.
Right? He's like, I got to clean shit. I'm going to drink this 5 hour midi.
The force for 5 hours.
good shit.
All right. Chester, you got any closing thoughts?
No one can share use the force, of course. Unless you're a talking horse, of course.
God damn.
No?
No.
I'm playing you out.
Yeah, no, good. Good.
Good?
Good movie.
More to like than there is to hate?
I'm a little irritated that JJ is doing the next one. Because trash. Everything that Rian Johnson did to undo...
Rian Johnson. Rian with an I, by the way.
Yeah,
the greatest name of all time.
His name is spelled wrong. It's either missing a B. Spelled
right.
It's either it's missing
spelled
a
the
B.
Best way.
Well, I'm going to pronounce it Brian because it's missing a B is how it's supposed to be spelled. But no, Rian Johnson.
Okay.
Everything he did to say, we're doing something new. And now JJ is doing the next movie. And I don't think JJ is...
And he's going to do something old like he did with the last one?
He's never had an original idea. Star Trek 2?
Dude.
Was just a remake of Star Trek 2.
He put Captain Kirk on a dirt bike.
No, that...
But that was an idea from one of his other movies that JJ did.
Wasn't that from Super Tom 8. Cruise movie? What is that?
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible or something. Didn't he do one of those?
JJ did a Mission Impossible movie with Tom Cruise on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
You're absolutely fucking right.
And Simon Pegg.
He doesn't have any new ideas.
See? And he just put Simon Pegg on everything.
Simon Pegg, he likes pegging. He likes being...
Whoa.
I'm going to put it out there.
That's a good turn.
I'm going to put it out there. JJ, fan of pegging.
Oh, man.
Big fan of pegging.
So, just to recap, in, I don't know, the last, what, 3 or 4 shows... We found out that J.J. Abrams, definitely into pegging.
Definitely into pegging.
We just accused all the Jedis of being pederasts. And then a couple episodes, was it Heinlein that I accused of being a virulent racist?
Yeah, ooh. Probably.
Yeah.
Also, I think he might have been into incest.
Yeah. You gotta listen to one of the episodes we recorded while you were gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Chester was actually a little mad that I totally sucked.
I'm a big Heinlein fan, but yeah. Probably. Different times. Those are different times.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten some work done, man, in the last couple weeks.
Jason, have any final thoughts on the movie?
I'm 60-40 on it. 60 like 40.
Oh, man, it's tight. Real tight. Mm. You just giving it a D?
No.
You need a butt pork to loosen that up.
Whoa.
I think they could redeem themselves with the Han Solo movie, probably.
Maybe.
Do you think you have high hopes for it, or
only if Donald Glover does his fucking job and entertains me, because he's very entertaining.
I like him.
If he goes full Han Solo scoundrel at the younger Han Solo, yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll go well.
Lando.
But if he starts off as a bitch,
yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Charles, you got any final thoughts?
I'm both excited and concerned at the same time. Like, on one hand, I don't want to watch another J.J. Abrams Star Wars movie. Mm. I'm very excited that they're giving Rian Johnson his own set of movies that they're going to make after this trilogy is over. But I also think they need to maybe space those out, and those movies don't need to come out for a while.
Yeah. Every 2 years is maybe a little too much.
Well, every year. There's a Star Wars movie every year.
Well, if they did, like, main movies every 2 years and, like, little fillers in between.
That's what they're doing currently.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as they keep the main ones, like, separated, not too squished together.
It's still a Star Wars movie every year.
I don't know that they don't need a Star Wars movie every year. Because the Boba Fett movie, I am not excited about.
I'm super excited. Since Disney bought everything, can we have Boba Fett versus Predator or something?
Oh, that'd be badass! Versus Alien,
right? Jedi versus Alien.
Versus Batman, versus Ash, versus the Evil
Dead.
There you
go. Yeah. Right?
Let's see a Predator movie where they have a lightsaber as a trophy. Like,
I just want them to take their time with these movies.
Because I agree.
I think part of why
don't need to rush
this Han Solo movie is probably going to be trash.
Because they rushed it.
Is that they rushed it to make sure it's out this year when they probably didn't.
It really feels like it's coming out like way too soon, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
too soon?
Like, they started shooting like just randomly out of nowhere. Switch directors, apparently rewrote a good portion of it, while they were doing reshoots, like,
yeah,
all because they wanted to make this date in May.
It's like, Cocoon 2.
Yeah. God damn it, Ron Howard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hope he narrates the whole thing.
I think no. I think it was a good movie for what it was. And yeah, there were some cheesy moments, but I think a lot of those cheesy moments were for the kids. And you have to understand that even when Star Wars was first made, it was mostly a kids' movie. There was a lot of really good stuff for kids in there. And there was a lot of adult stuff in there, too. Yeah,
Star Wars is like Wu-Tang. It's for the children.
It's a Disney. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wu-Tang. I don't know.
Nothing
Skywalker
to fuck with.
Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. But I thought it was enjoyable overall. I think it gets more hate than it fucking deserves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That right now.
Fuck yeah, I agree with you on that.
But, you know, it was enjoyable, and I'd watch it again. I'm not going to go pay $35 to watch it again, but I'll watch it when it comes out. But, you know, it was a decent movie by my favorite director, Rian with an I, Johnson, who also did a couple episodes of Supernatural, no big deal. You guys should watch that show with me. You
he did Looper also,
it?
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, he did Looper. Yeah.
Short Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you're going to have to Brick. Send him an invite, Ryan yeah. to Ryan interview.
Yeah, we'll get on here, man. We'll talk about our names there and nothing else, I promise. No, we'll just talk about the two episodes of Supernatural he did.
What, from like 7,000 years ago? Because that show will never end?
It doesn't need to end.
God damn.
Jensen Ackles is opening a brewery in Texas, by the way, just so you guys know.
It needs to end.
This is where you get all your Jensen Ackles news right here. And you guys are no fun. So for episode 14, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Charles.
Goodbye. K-Pax.